What's going on, tech lovers? Welcome to another exciting Tech Talk episode right here on the Leo podcast, where we explore the world of technology and innovation in a bite-sized, informative, and fun way. I'm your host, Kevin Munoz, and in today's episode, we'll be diving into three stories that have been making the headlines in the tech world. For our first story, the FTC is putting Adobe under the microscope for allegedly making it too hard to cancel app subscriptions. In our second story, Elon Musk plans to launch a university in Austin, according to tax filings first reported by Bloomberg. For our third and final story, Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg is building a sprawling $100 million compound in Hawaii, complete with plans for a huge underground bunker. Today is Thursday, December 21st, and before we dive into today's three tech stories, I want to give a quick shout out to our fantastic supporters at patreon.com/latinamericaneo. If you want to unlock bonus content and help us keep the episodes coming, join our Palomitas community. Don't worry if you're not a patron yet, you're in for a treat with this episode packed with great content. Just sit back, relax, and enjoy today's show. For our first story, the FTC is putting Adobe under the microscope, and it's not because they turned Photoshop into a reality TV show. No, it's all about Adobe allegedly making it too darn difficult to break up with their subscriptions. Now, I know we've all been there. Starting a subscription is like a tech honeymoon, but breaking up, not so much. The FTC got wind of consumer complaints and decided, hey, let's check this out. Adobe admitted in a regulatory filing that they have been in talks with the FTC since June of 2022. The FTC is proposing some click-to-cancel regulations. Imagine if breaking up with your subscription was as easy as unfollowing someone on social media. The proposed rule says if you can sign up online, you must be able to cancel online the same number of steps. No funny business. They are also putting the brakes on companies interrupting your cancellation with tempting offers. You know, like when you're trying to cancel that streaming service and suddenly they offer you a lifetime supply of virtual popcorn for just $1 more. Sneaky, right? And that's not all. The proposed rule wants companies to send an annual reminder before auto-renewing their subscriptions. Because let's be honest, we all have that one subscription that we forget about, right? Now, how did this tie back to Adobe? Well, besides the whole difficulty in canceling, Adobe doesn't issue an annual reminder. And if you missed a 2-week cancellation window, you're stuck with a surprise charge. Ouch. So folks, we'll be keeping an eye on this Adobe FTC drama to see if Adobe and the FTC will kiss and make up, or if it will be a bad breakup. Our second story of the day is a real Musk-terpiece. That's right, Elon Musk is setting his sights on education, and it's not just about electric minds, but electric universities. So the man with a plan filed tax documents for his new charity, The Foundation, and it's not your run-of-the-mill foundation. Elon's kicking things off with a cool $100 million to launch a STEM-focused K-12 school in the heart of Austin. But hold on to your rockets, because that's not where the story ends. According to the filings reported by Bloomberg, Elon's got grander plans. The school's ultimate mission? Well, it's to evolve into a full-fledged university dedicated to education at the highest levels. Picture this, a Musk University accredited by the Southern Association of Colleges and Schools Commission on Colleges. I can already see the syllabus. Rocket Science 101 and the innovations in flamethrower design. Now, why does this matter? Well, besides launching electric cars, rockets, and underground tunnels, Musk is now building a town called Snail Brook. Because why not, right? And no, it's not just for snails. It's for Tesla, SpaceX, and the Boring Company employees. Musk's move to Austin is like a real-life SimCity game. He's not just building a university. He's got a 10 million square foot factory, produced Cybertrucks, and there's even talk of a Montessori school in Bastrop. Elon's educational empire is like a tech-driven Hogwarts. Now, the STEM school plans to kick off with an inaugural class of 50 students. And of course, course, it wouldn't be a must project without a team. The new charity's got a stellar lineup of trustees, including Jared Birchall and Steven Chidester. I bet their board meetings are out of this world. So while Musk is reshaping Central Texas, we're left wondering, is this the birth of the Elonversity era? Will it be home to the next generation of engineers, space pioneers, and maybe even a few Jedi Knights? Stay tuned because the Musk saga continues. Aloha Tech aficionados, our third and final story takes us to the scenic shores of Hawaii, where Mark Zuckerberg is not just riding the waves, but making waves with his top secret compound. It's not just a tropical retreat, it's a billion-dollar tech fortress. The tale unfolds on the island of Kauai, where a 6-foot wall stands guard, shrouding Zuckerberg's project in mystery. It's like a real-life Bond villain lair, complete with security guards, non-disclosure agreements, and even rumors of colleagues being banished for sharing too much on social media. Fight Club. We don't talk about Fight Club. Echoes through the construction site, revealing the clandestine nature of Zuckerberg's mega compound. It's like a secret society for construction workers where even a snapshot could lead to an exodus. So what's the big secret? According to Wired's investigation, Zuckerberg's Kauai retreat is no ordinary beachfront property. With a $100 million price tag for construction alone, it boasts a 5,000 square foot underground shelter, elevated walkways, and enough bedrooms and bathrooms to rival a small hotel. But it's not just the scale that raises eyebrows, it's the secrecy. NDAs as strict as a military installation, underground bunkers, and a high-tech surveillance setup. It's like the plot of a Silicon Valley meets James Bond movie. The compound's got everything from treehouse villages to a mini sports complex, and of course, a massive underground shelter that makes you wonder if Zuckerberg knows something that we don't. Is this the ultimate billionaire escape plan? The project's impact on the local community is sparking debates, with whispers of Zuckerberg changing the landscape, literally and metaphorically. The locals not used to such Hollywood secrecy are left wondering what the future holds for their island. From lawsuits to controversial land acquisitions, Zuckerberg's Hawaiian adventure is more than just a beach vacation. It's a glimpse into the world of tech billionaires securing their own slice of paradise. Is it a utopia or a dystopia dream? And there you have it, tech enthusiasts, another thrilling tech talk episode wrapped up. From Adobe subscription drama with the FTC to Elon Musk's ambition plans for a STEM-focused university and Mark Zuckerberg's top secret Hawaiian tech fortress, we've covered it all. Will Adobe and the FTC find common ground in the relationship, or will it be a messy breakup? Is Elon Musk creating the Elonversity era, shaping the future of education and innovation in Austin? And what's the big secret behind Zuckerberg's billion-dollar Hawaiian hideaway? And what's the big secret behind Zuckerberg's billion-dollar Hawaiian hideaway? It's like a tech-driven mystery novel unfolding in real life. As the tech landscape continues to evolve, we'll be here to bring you the latest, the intriguing, and the downright mysterious. A big shout out to our amazing supporters at patreon.com/latinoamericaneo. Your support keeps the episodes coming. So until next time, tech lovers, stay curious, stay tech savvy, and keep riding the waves of innovation. I'm your host, Kevin Munoz, signing off from the Leo Podcast. Don't forget to join our Palomitas community on Patreon for exclusive content, and we'll catch you in the next episode of Tech Talk. Thank you for listening to today's episode. If you enjoyed it, please share it with a family or a friend and rate it 5 stars on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. It helps tremendously in order to bring more awareness and educational resources to our community. For more information and to stay up to date with what I'm doing, you can follow me on Instagram at LatinAmericaneo. And if you need more information and resources, you can visit my website, latinamericaneo.org. I'm Kevin Munoz. This has been the Leo Podcast, and I'll see you next time.